KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Sully's College Football Page is brought to you by the Hilltop Bar, Advantage Insurance, Tommy's Express Car Wash, Duane's Cover It All, Buck's Golf Shop, Jim Creshock Jewelry, Big Fat Design, Sun Printing, Lot Knows, the Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, Menzner Hardwoods, Krasowski Dental, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, April Rosemurgy EXP Realty, France Propane, Subway, Webco of Wausau, the Kuhn Hearing Center, Carmelo's and Rip Mountain Golf Course, Joe Raider Towing, the Dirks Group, the Intermission Lounge, the Brokaw Credit Union, Champion Insurance, Trap River Golf Club, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet, Red Clover Market, Mountain Bay Auto Care, Charlie's Bar, the People's State Bank, the Mint Cafe, North End Pub, and the Travel Leaders. It's time now for Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. Welcome to week 7. We got a big lineup coming ahead of us, Sully. What do you got thinking here, buddy?
Well, hey, first of all, Joe, it's good to see you. Glad you're able to fill in. I know you've done it in the past and always been real positive.
Always an honor.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, here we are on another beautiful fall morning here in the great state of Wisconsin. And, you know, we got the Badgers and the Hawks going today.
Boy, it's a rough one for the Badgers, and we're going to go right into that this week. We're going to review the previous game. Not looking real good for the Badgers, especially what they got coming up here in the next 6-7 games.
Yeah.
All ranked teams, all teams getting votes.
Yes, exactly right. You know, you've got those games you're going to run in, the four teams that are currently ranked. You've got Ohio State, you've got Oregon the 2 weeks after this. And I'll tell you, Washington is going to be ranked. They won last night. They're now 5-1. Iowa's coming in. I believe they're 3-2. And the two games they lost were to Iowa State, a team that is ranked 16-13. And then they took on Indiana. As you know, a very good team, was got a big game today with Oregon, and lost that game 20-15. And had their chances at the end. So Iowa has, unlike the Badgers up to this point, has played some of the heavyweights, and because of their defense. You know, offense is something they're still trying to figure out. But defensively, Joe, they are really something else.
Yeah. Well, let's get right into the previous game. Michigan overtook the Badgers 24-10 in that previous or the last game they played. So, you know, the one positive thing I saw in there, they looked a little more organized this week. Where before it was more haphazard, didn't look like there was any cohesivity. What did you see in that?
Well, same thing. I thought they looked like they belong in the Big Ten. They were taking on a very good Michigan team. Only loss this year is to Oklahoma. So, I mean, a team that's playing at a high level. And everything was going along really well for the Badgers, 24-10. So you've taken on one of the better teams in the country, and you're within a couple scores. The Badgers kicked that field goal, and then I got to tell you, it got confusing. There's about 2:45 to go in the game. So you figure, okay, they try the onside, they don't get it, and it made sense to kick the field goal to get it to two scores so everybody's on board. And then, you know, you've got three timeouts, so the Badgers are in very good shape there. And you got the two-minute warning, so you've got a fourth time in thrown into the mix. So it's, you know, it's possible. If you yes. get those stops, you could actually get the ball with over 2 minutes to go. You know, it's possible.
Well, and you got an opportunity in there for an onside kick. And, you know, it was almost like, you know, it just comparatively, I watch videos once in a while online, and, you know, there's so much that can happen. You can score two touchdowns in a very short period of time. And it was like when we got to that 242 mark, it was like Fickell said, we're not going to do this. We can't do it. And it's such a letdown because, you know, I've seen a hockey team score two goals in 36 seconds in the third period, not only to tie it, but then win it.
Sure.
In 36 seconds. The same thing can happen in football. Anything, bad bounce, whatever have you. It's like he didn't see that possibility.
Honestly, it was a mystery, Joe, as to what he was thinking. And he let that clock run all the way down to the two-minute mark. And then when the two-minute mark, you know, the two-minute one, he wasn't calling timeout yet either. And so he explained it, which made very little sense. And it was almost like 24-10 against a high-ranked team is a step in the right direction for us, and I don't want to turn it over and give them an easy shot. I'm not sure what he was thinking, but it really put a damper on, like you said, was a really good effort by the Badgers. And again, they looked like a Big Ten team in that game.
Well, and you know, I look back, I don't know what game it was, but we had a 4th-and-1 or a 3rd-and-1, and I looked, and historically, that's 4 runs right up the middle. Or 4th down. Barry always said, we can't get a yard as a unit. There's something wrong.
Yeah, you're going to bang at him.
And we take it outside. And I was like, well, that changes the whole tune for this team. I mean, because historically, we're ground and pound. And we didn't do it.
No, you know, and I think that this experiment, to this point, you have to say, has not been very successful.
No. And we've had many discussions about the reasons why, you know, the ability to draw the talent that you need to run the type of offense that Fickell wants. He can't do it. We just can't get it at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So getting into the individual stats here, quarterback Hunter Sims, he didn't have a horrible day. 18 of 29, 62%, you know, 177 yards. Couple other notables in there. You know, Vinny Anthony, 9 of 97 yards, 9 receptions, yards per catch, 10.8. So, you know, there were bright spots in this game, but there shouldn't be bright spots right now. We should be moving like a finely oiled machine, get into this guts of these next 7 games.
Yeah, you know, and the way the game ended was the real story of the game, even though it wasn't. It was the fact that the Badgers were playing now with a semblance of a focus.
Right.
But the end of the game became the story. But anyway, new one today. So.
Yes, absolutely. We're moving on to Iowa, 3-2, like you mentioned earlier, 1-1 in conference play. Wisconsin's 2-3, 0-2 conference play. I think your prediction of the Badgers being 6-6 this year is overstated.
Well,
hopefully I'm wrong. They could roll it, put it together. I don't know.
Well, we went game by game. And, you know, to get to that scenario, we needed to beat Maryland. And because there's really not a lot of room for error. You know, the Badgers and Phil Steele's book, he picked them like 8th, or excuse me, he picked them like 10th, 11th. And, you know, of the 6 or so teams below us, we're playing 1. Everybody else that we were playing on this schedule was above us in terms of you know, where they were ranked in pre-conference picks. So it's now going to be very difficult because I'll tell you, Washington looks really good. They, you know, last night Rutgers jumped on them, but they just kept playing and ended up doubling them up, beating them 38-19. They look very good. Illinois, Indiana, and then, of course, your rival Minnesota. And then in between there, you've got Ohio State and Oregon. So I'm sorry to report, Joe, I don't think even if we were to get Iowa today, getting that 6th win now looks like a long shot.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to the, you know, Sully's Simulator. And if people don't know this, if you're tuning in for the first time, Sully's College Football page has a simulator that is very accurate. You have to go out there and try it. In this case, Iowa outperforms Wisconsin in 7 of 8 areas. So what do you see based on your simulator and your professional opinion, Sully?
Okay, well, the simulator, Joe, is just numbers.
Yes.
It doesn't know who's home. It doesn't know how those numbers were earned. So it doesn't know that Iowa played Iowa State. It doesn't know they played Indiana. It just knows what the numbers say. So the reality here is the simulator gets more accurate as the season goes on, the reason being you are now playing like opponents. You know, when you open up with Middle Tennessee or Miami of Ohio versus Ohio State playing Texas, okay?
Right.
Where are those numbers?
They're supposed to be confidence boosters.
Yeah. You know, and your numbers can become somewhat skewed. However, as the season goes on, and so now we're getting into conference play and things are starting to balance out. So now, Joe, I would say your assessment, it becomes more accurate each week.
Yeah, because it doesn't take into factor the weeks or the years before either.
Yeah.
It's just this season
right.
as it's rolling.
Right.
Good deal. Yeah, so I was favored by 3.5, which that's pretty much a, you know.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes.
There's chances. There's opportunities for the Badgers.
Yeah, and sometimes the simulator. And often we'll disagree with what the boys and girls in the desert say, you know.
Right.
So here it's 3.5. Look, if we can turn them over, you know, they're not real good. You know, when they were talking about their new quarterback, that Grabowski kid who came from South Dakota State, had a bizarre record there, like 46-7 or something. They were saying he's a good passer. I watched that kid play. As you know, we tracked the FCS as well. He is not a good passer.
Right.
He was a really good runner, and he learned to not just escape. He would climb in the pocket and extend. He'd widen out, and as the under coverage came up, he'd go by him. So
right.
short throws effective, but not a great thrower. So Iowa really is limited to the run game.
Right. So it should be a good opportunity for us.
It should.
Absolutely. So, are we there?
Yeah, you know, it's time for our first break. And
yep.
I got to tell you, we're going to have to work on this because Chad is like a wristwatch that goes off. He knows exactly when to break. But,
yes,
yeah,
Joe, absolutely. So, hey, we're getting through the first segment here. Thanks, Sully, again for inviting me back on to sub for Chad Holmes. This is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 FM Radio, Bull Falls Radio.
Choose an agency with true 5G coverage. Advantage Insurance of Wausau. Great companies, great agents, great service, great rates, and great claims results. At Advantage Insurance, they support our local community and back you always. Call Advantage Insurance today for all of your insurance needs or go to AdvantageInsuranceWausau.com. They offer top-rated coverage and the best agents that provide you a true 5G experience for the best total coverage for all your insurance needs.
Chief, we've got a situation.
What is it?
Trouble at the naval base, sir. I'll put it on the screen.
Jiminy Christmas, what happened to all our boat covers?
That's not the worst of it, sir.
No!
Afraid so, sir.
Not the boat upholstery, too. All those holes? It looks like Swiss cheese.
It's funny you mention that, sir. We found the culprit.
All right, Mouse. Who are you working for? The Russians? Take him to the brig and get Agent Dwayne from CIA on the horn now.
Dwayne's covered off. Dwayne speaking.
Agent Dwayne, your country needs you. A terrorist Mouse has chewed up every single boat cover and piece of upholstery in the Navy.
I'll patch up what I can and replace what I can't.
Agent Dwayne, you're a great American.
Just doing my job.
Boat covers, seat upholstery, camper, deck, or patio awnings. When you need something covered or upholstered, call the CIA. Dwayne's cover it all. Commercial accounts are welcome. Call or email Dwayne. Visit Dwayne'sCoverItAll.com.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush, and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
It takes a lot to impress us at Jim Kreshock Jewelers. I mean, we see gorgeous diamonds, gemstones, and incredible jewelry every day that we've chosen for our selection. But when a diamond jewelry line like this one comes along, well, our eyes really widen up and our mouths drop open and our hearts beat a little faster. Yours will too when you stop in and check out our Fire and Ice collection of diamonds and diamond jewelry. Their slogan is bigger, brighter, whiter. And it's a difference you can see, which is the most important. Each Fire and Ice diamond is cut to maximize the performance of light coming into and leaving the diamonds to create amazing sparkle and brilliance. So whether you're planning on getting engaged or upsizing your current diamond, or just want something completely new with more sparkle and dazzle than you've ever seen before, stop in and check out our Fire and Ice collection. It's exclusively available right here at Jim Kreshock Jewelers at our one and only location on Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Joe Rader Towing in Wausau offers 24-hour-a-day towing, lockout service, and roadside assistance throughout central Wisconsin. You can count on Joe Rader's experienced team to get to you fast. Family-owned and operated. When you need a tow, call Joe at 715-212-4762.
The Intermission Bar, located in the heart of downtown Wausau, is a warm, friendly, comfortable spot to enjoy time with old friends and meet new ones as well. Free live music 3 nights a week featuring some of the Midwest's finest talent. The Intermission, a social establishment.
All righty, welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes here with the great pontificator, Sully.
Yeah, pontificator would probably be a good word. I'm going to do something. I just don't know when.
All righty. We got a little, we're splitting things up a little different this time or this go around. We're going game sites west of the Mississippi River. And then obviously down the road, we're going to be doing games east of the Mississippi River. And leading that off was a game that got played last night that I caught. Good portion of the game. Rutgers at Washington. That was a good game early on, but then Washington stepped away with it last night.
Yeah, and the simulator, Joe, thought that Washington would win that game. It thought we assess 8 categories, and so it looks at them, and then it gives you a winner based on who prevails in most of the categories. And like we said, it's just by the numbers. So the simulator thought that Washington would outperform Rutgers in 5 of the 8 categories. And it also, the Boys and Girls in the Desert agreed that that Washington would win the game, and they had him as a 10-point favorite. And essentially, Washington won and covered.
Yeah, you know, it's just that game indicates what the tale of two halves can be. Yes. I mean, they were both turning the ball over. They both looked a little bit out of sorts. You know, one looked like they were going to make a rush or, you know, a run towards, you know, walking away with it. The other, and it went back and forth.
It did. You know, and the thing is, people don't realize here, because Washington is so new to the league, but they had won 22 straight games at home until the Bucks showed up when Ohio State got there. But I'll tell you, that game was a fist fight for that first half, and Washington played right with them and were controlling those receivers, which is saying something, because those kids are something else.
Right, right.
So Washington, very formidable at home. And Rutgers, you know, Shiano knew that, and I'm sure he talked to them, hey, we got to start fast.
Yeah.
And they did. Yeah. They were up 10-0. And,
yes.
And then Washington started the battle back and kind of separated from that point.
Right. And, you know, this is for the common listener. All the sports aficionados out there already know this. But a lot of people aren't aware that all these teams are in the Big Ten now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Joe, we'll have...
is it 16 in the Big Ten right
18.
Now? 18 teams in the Big Ten.
There's 17 in the ACC, and the SEC and the Big 12 have 16. So there is a ton of teams now in those 4 conferences. So you can have like 6 buys, You know, and so you still have six games in the Big Ten,
right?
If they're playing one another, sometimes you could have as many as eight or nine,
right?
Because they're playing non-conference games. So yeah, it's quite the deal. And those four teams from the West Coast, I mean, if you're a geographically based conference, right? You know, fan, you're going to say, "What are we doing?"
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the quality of the games, though, and the interesting matchups, you know, we got Michigan and SC today. I mean, it's definitely added to that.
Look at the game last night. I mean, you had Rutgers and Washington. You can't get further apart geographically.
No, you know, when Chad now calls the ACC the All-Coast Conference because they got Stanford and Cal that are playing, you know, and that was in part – they looked at the ACC, Joe, and those schools, like the Big Ten, are all members of the AAC, the Association of American Universities. And as you and I have talked, Joe, the real money in college sports or college in general is research.
Yes.
And Cal and Stanford are two outstanding universities, and coupled with Duke and some of those teams made more sense when they collaborate on research projects. I mean, they can do research now on both oceans.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So, yes. Yep.
So on to game two here. We've got Indiana 5-0, a couple unbeaten here, at Oregon. Oregon leads this series 2-1, last played in 2004. IU won 30-24. The Ducks won in 1963.
Yes.
For half of the listeners out there that weren't even born yet. But anyway, then again, 28-22, and again in 1964, 29-21.
Yeah, and here's one of those deals. If you go to the on Sully's College Football page, you'll see like a menu bar. And if you go across the menu bar, you'll see where it says simulator.
Yep.
All right, now this is one of those instances where the simulator disagrees with the boys and girls in the desert. It likes Indiana in this game when it assessed those eight categories. And they're like total yards, passing yards, rushing yards, third down conversions, red zone.
And if you haven't used Sully's simulator, it's a really good format because it sticks to the empirical things.
Yeah,
it's just strict numbers. There's no, it's my opinion this, my opinion, well, so-and-so is having this or so-and-so. And all of that factors in. But at the end of the day, 85% revolves around the numbers.
Yes. Well, you know, and the thing is, we always tell people this, don't bet the baby formula on the numbers, you know.
Right.
But if you're a person that wages, you this is one element that you can use. Or if you're a casual fan and you're looking at it saying, what can I look for in this game? And I would always tell you, look at the number of penalties the teams are averaging. Because what the simulator does, it takes your offense and adds it to my defense and divides by, you know, gets a total, divides by two.
We don't want to divulge any secrets here.
No, that's
okay. This is proprietary information.
Oh, yeah.
We're right up there with Kentucky Fried Chicken and their formula.
Yeah, I suppose, but not really, Joe.
So the boys in the desert got Oregon winning this game by 7.5. The simulator says, doesn't do any spread or anything. It just says that Indiana dominates over them 5-3 in the simulator ranking categories.
Right, and what I was saying is that it isn't just looking at what what Oregon averages and what Indiana averages in terms of total offense. It takes Oregon's total offense and adds it to Indiana's total defense. So in that regard, when you look at the simulator, you're not going to find those numbers anywhere else.
Right.
You know, because they are generated by the interaction of the teams.
Right.
So, nonetheless, it likes Indiana in this game over Oregon, even though Oregon is favored to win the game.
Yeah. And that game today is on CBS at 2:30.
Yes, sir.
And our last game we're going to take a look at here in this segment is Michigan at USC. This is one of those, you know, Midwest all the way out to the West Coast. Trojans lead this series all time, 6-5. Michigan won the last year's game, 27-24. Good game.
Yes, I watched that game. SC last year lost five games all by single digits, you know, one score losses. And the one game that was not was the game, the Notre Dame. And that score ended up, it was like 14 or something. But, Joe, Notre Dame had a 99-yard interception return and got, you know, at the time, the Trojans were going in to tie the game. So now Notre Dame is up 14. They come right back down, score, stop Notre Dame, start driving again, and now they're on the 12-yard line or something. They throw the ball into, and Notre Dame safety, Watt, picks it and runs 104 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
So my point being, that game looks like Notre Dame got them. They did not. I mean, it was a lot closer than the score indicated. The Michigan game, SC goes down and scores with about a minute 10 to go. And then, you know, true to form with them defensively where they've struggled, Michigan went down and scored right at the end of the game and won. Yeah. So one of the things that SC is committed to doing this year is not having those kind of losses. And yet they already have. Illinois beat them 34-32 on the last second score.
And this has been a historic matchup in the Rose Bowl, too. They've met in the Rose Bowl quite a few times. In fact, 8 times. USC is 6-2 in Rose Bowl games versus the Wolverines. What does our simulator say about this, Sully?
The simulator agrees with the boys and girls in the desert that SC wins this game, even though Michigan is a higher-ranked team. SC is favored, I think, by 1.5. When I enter this stuff, because we don't track them closely.
It's always fluctuating up to game time.
It is. And when we do it, we try to do this on Sunday, right after the game. And then the line's going to change.
Yes.
You know, it can change hourly.
Right.
So, but at this point, and I think it's held, SC is favored in the game. I got to tell you, there are some great games today. The Texas-Oklahoma probably is the featured game. But this game in the Big Ten is a great game. And I got to tell you, I am definitely tuned into watching that one. And I'm looking here, if I'm seeing this right, it's NBC at 6:30.
Yes, it is. That wraps up that segment of the Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes, the great prophet. Across from me is Dan Sullivan, also always known as Sully. We'll catch you back here in a couple minutes.
I only travel once or twice a year, but when I do, I go big. Exotic places, incredible hotels, new experiences. It has to be memorable. That's why I call Travel Leaders of Wausau. They get me. And they take care of all the details, so I don't have to worry about a thing.
Travel Leaders gets you, and we get you there. Travel better. Call Travel Leaders of Wausau at 715-355-4437.
And can't forget the sandals and the right sunglasses.
Hello, my name is Steve Brickner. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. Quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family.
You can count on us. Yes, you can.
The Kuhn Hearing Center is a family-owned and operated hearing care facility located at 1699 Schofield Avenue, Suite 106 in Schofield. Dr. Tim Kuhn has been practicing audiology in the greater Wausau Weston area for 26 years. Dr. Kuhn works closely with several audiology agencies, including Signia Hearing Aids and Accessories, which provides access to the latest and most advanced technologies in the hearing industry. For more info, check them out online at KuhnHearing.com or call 715-298-5511.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
All righty, here we go. Back to Sully's College Football Page. If you're not in the know, don't even show. If you're not getting into Sully's College Football Page, you're missing out on one of the best resources that you could ever have, especially if you're inclined to wager some of your hard-earned money with your boss, your wife, friends, whatever it may be. With that, we're on to games east of the Mississippi River today, or right now. And the first game we're going to do is Ohio State at Illinois. Shocking team here at Illinois in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about Illinois, Bielema is from there, even though he played at Iowa and made his name at Wisconsin. So he's a
Midwestern. For many things.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and then going down to Arkansas, he struggled there. But I got to tell you, Joe, he got a bad deal because they had so many injuries that last year that it was impossible to compete in any league, let alone the SEC, where, right, you know, everybody was.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of money flowing before NIL down there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so he's a very good coach. Now, today, the guy that I think you want to focus on is Luke Altmyer, their quarterback. He is really a very good player. And, you know, we were saying off air that he's got to have the best game of his career today for the Illini to have a shot at these guys, because they – you know, Justice Haynes right now is one of the best runners in the country, and we all know about their receivers. They are the best in the country.
Absolutely.
And so Illinois, you know, to stop them defensively, the best way to do that is with their offense.
Right. Keep them
ball,
off the field.
Yep. Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah, this is the 103rd meeting between the Illinois. Hold on a second. Check one. Check one.
Yeah, there you
again,
go.
Illinois against Ohio State Buckeyes. 103rd meeting. Ohio State leads the series 68-30 and four ties over that series. Last eight have been won by the Buckeyes.
Yeah, they won 11 of 12. You know, when you look at Ohio State, Joe, and as they have competed in the Big Ten, it's not unusual to see that they've won 11 of the last 12 against the Illini. Last week they played Minnesota, and when we did, it's kind of superficial research, but nonetheless, we look into them, and Ohio State had won 29 of 30. And you see this pretty consistently with the Bucks. The only team that has a winning record against them is the team they love the most. The team up north, Michigan, leads that series about 63-52 or something.
Right.
And Ohio State, had, you know, winning like 15 of 16 or whatever it was in that streak, had got it much closer. But now, of course, Michigan has come back and won four in a row.
Right. So onto the simulator. What does the simulator believe? And you know what? You got to bring this simulator in one of these days so we can have it on the show, Sully, and we can grill it.
We can ask it, yeah. It has the Bucs winning 7 of 8 categories. So even by the numbers, you know, because Ohio State just dominates everybody. I mean, they took on Texas and held them to 7 points. So, and you know, but that Texas basically stopped that high power. That game was 14-7. But nonetheless, the simulator likes the Bucs.
Yeah. And Illinois almost seems like the stepchild in the Big Ten, so to speak. You know, over the years, they've never been given a lot of credit, but every so often, even under Lovie Smith, they had a resurgence.
Yes.
You know, all and now, like you said, but Bielema, for all of what he's not, he's good at what he is.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're talking about Lovie, you can go back to the last time Illinois won this game. It was 2007. And they had a kid named Juice Williams who was their quarterback. And in that game, my son and I watched it. Illinois got a stop with about 9 minutes to go. Ohio State had the ball at about the 40-yard line, and they punted. So now Illinois gets the ball back, like we said, with about 9 to go. Ohio State never got it back. Juice Williams was unbelievable on 3rd and 4th down. And the fact that the Bucs made them use that many downs to get the next set of downs kept the clock moving. And Illinois hardly threw it. And Juice Williams, on at least five of those first downs, had like a fourth and six.
Yeah.
He'd make it.
Yeah.
He had third and seven. He'd make it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a bizarre way to win the game.
Right.
But they won it. And I must also comment that that game was at the Shoe.
Right.
It wasn't in Illinois. So the last time they won this game was at the Shoe.
And every once in a while, you come up with these games where, you know, Ohio State has a down game. Illinois plays their best football. That could be the difference in this game. Because some, I mean, it just happened. I can't recall off the top of my head. But this just happened where you sat back and you went, this can't be real. This should be going the other way. This has a potential to be one of those games.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I would say, so you look at penalties that can disrupt drives.
Yep.
You look at third down conversions. Are you getting stops on third down? And most importantly, other than the score, the biggest determiner is turnovers.
Exactly. And clock management. I mean, this is the perfect example. The one you just gave a couple minutes ago is that they took the ball, and the best defense you can have is to keep their offense off the field.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And so, clock management is huge.
Yeah, you know, Joe, it always is when you are facing superior talent. You know, an old coaching adage is you want to shorten the game when they're better than you. When you're better than them, you want to lengthen it, meaning you want to play faster so you get more opportunities.
Yes.
And so Illinois has to play very deliberately
and
try to let the sweat dry on that sideline.
Absolutely. Moving on to our second game there, we got Purdue and Minnesota. Purdue is 2-3, 0-2 in the conference. Minnesota's 3-2, 1-1 in the conference. These guys have 80 meetings together. The game is a draw in Sully's simulator. Flip of a coin, you take your pick. However, the boys and the girls in the desert say Minnesota by 7.5. Just a few quick, brief comments on that one. That one is on the Big Ten Network at 6:30 this evening.
Yeah, you know, and it's something I should have mentioned, you know, when we were talking about the Badger game today with the Hawks. That total, or commonly referred to as over-under, the lowest I had seen this year was 42 points. The Badger Hawk over and under, the Hawkeyes, is 35.5.
No way.
That is the lowest total I think I've seen. Well, I know that I've seen.
That's going to be a fun game for me to be at tonight.
Oh, that's right.
I'm doing the trifecta.
Yeah.
Badgers, Packers, and hopefully the Brewers on Monday, so we'll see.
Well, they're going to beat those Northside Yuppies. As a White Sox fan, whenever I go, and I go down there when
they
play.
Does the White Sox even have a team anymore?
Kind of. We're Triple A.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on to Northwestern at Penn State. Penn State, this is a shocking team, Penn State, this year. You know, we thought they would come out. They ranked, I believe, third in the country when the season started. They're 0-2 in conference play, 3-2 overall. Northwestern, they're holding it together this year, you know?
Oh, they are, you know, David Braun was a defensive coordinator at North Dakota State. And he came the year Fitz got dismissed when they had all that issues or those issues about harassment, you know, the younger players being harassed by the vets. And Fitz was gone.
Yeah.
Braun said he didn't even know the kids. He knew maybe a third of them and absolutely no one on offense. So he did a good job that year. They won 8 games, and they won last week. So they're after 5, they're 3-2. And, you know, they're up against it in that league. They really have a fist fight on their hands.
Well, they have really hard time, especially when you talk about academic performance and getting into Northwestern. So we'll leave that
It
lays.
Back in the day, and you know, it was a little before our time, not much before mine, but the University of Chicago was in the Big Ten. And, you know, if you read why they left, you would swear it was written recently. because he was saying the focus on athletics has gotten out of whack. We are an academic institution. We really need to get back to our roots, which are in the classroom, not in the athletic field. So they left.
Yep.
Northwestern stayed, but this is one of the best schools in the country. I know from my years at Newman working with Kerry Wolf, a great counselor. Kerry did a lot of research with the universities. And, Joe, Northwestern was harder to get into than Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It was more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was kind of Stanford, which is a very much a challenge.
You know, so, just a couple of comments on this game. Penn State, they have to. They not only have to win this game, they got to roll in this game.
Yeah, they need to win and win big.
I mean, they say, you know, if you're going to lose early in the season, yeah, I mean, they got to put a string together, and they can't make them look close, and they can't be close.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that UCLA loss, Joe, not only had they not won a game, they had lost or they had not led in any point of any game. So they were not ahead for 1 second. And here's the other thing, and I think you would agree with this. If I were James Franklin, given coming off that loss, you know, coupled with the disappointment, you had 110,000, biggest crowd ever, the whiteout, lose to Oregon. I think I'd rather be on the road today than home, because I'm not sure how that Penn State crowd is going to receive these guys.
Right.
So that is one of the most interesting things about the Northwestern Penn State game.
Absolutely. Moving on to Nebraska, quickly going through here. They're up against Maryland. Merrill.
Yeah, they probably get
They're
them.
Both 4-1, 1-1 in conference play. This is a really good matchup on its surface and in the numbers. The simulator says it's a coin toss.
Yeah,
so,
that's the flip a coin.
Yep, and then we've got that's on the Big Ten Network at 2:30. And in the final game we got here, UCLA 1-4. Who's their one win?
Penn State.
And Michigan State. That's, you know, look at a game that you'd think would go one way, and it went the other way.
Well, you know, we were arguing this morning at, you know, we have our little mini
Your
Sully's
little
College
coffee
football.
Clutch.
Yes. And the guys were saying that they believe momentum goes from game to game. So, in other words, you're UCLA, you're coming off a huge win that has carryover. I got to tell you, Joe, as a coach, I never believed that. I always thought that momentum was established in each game. You know, you go out and you establish it.
I would agree with you on that because, you know, it's good. I think if you have a big win, that actually can lead to a letdown the next week, especially if it's an opponent you're not supposed to beat. It's like, look, we're on top of the mountain. Well, there's only one place to go when you view that as your top of the mountain. And that's why you have a lot of big letdowns.
Yeah,
after that
and
as
how
well.
Many times have you seen teams win a big game, come in and lay an egg?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to come out and establish. Now, is it better to win, you know, for the practices and to go? Yes, but still.
Okay, and then that last game, we got UCLA at Michigan State. You said, I just said that, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, well, all right. But anyway, we're at the end here of segment 3. Sully's College Football Page coming up in this next hour in about 15 minutes. We got John Rosemary stepping in and going to do the 10-game college challenge with Sully at the top of the hour. This is Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. We'll see you here in a couple seconds.
Thinking about changing to organic or natural foods? Then you need to stop at Red Clover Market at the Total Rental location in Weston. Family-owned Red Clover Market, your healthy natural food store. Open Monday through Saturday.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Since 1981, Lopnos has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lopnos is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room. A great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lopnos, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
For over 40 years, Champion Insurance has been helping business owners protect themselves. They also offer protection for your home, auto, and other personal assets as well. Local family owned and operated. Champion Insurance, they got you covered. Schofield Avenue, Schofield.
Welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we're going to have John Rosemurgy representing Sun Printing in here. We're getting into our segment here that Sully went all digital and technical on me now, so I don't have a hard copy of anything.
Well,
so
you know, my printer,
direct me where I need to go, Sully. Yeah. Am I going to the simulator right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to the go to the not the simulator.
Radio show?
No. Go to the rankings.
Rankings.
There you go.
All righty. Here we go.
You know, I used to print War and Peace every week. You know, so
it was too.
Well, you know, our guest John, it was good for Sun Printing because I was always over there buying paper. But you know, so Chad said, "Sully, why don't we go digital?" And I even asked John, but John thought, "Yeah, that's probably a good idea because most of the paper I get from Office Max or I, you know, spend a lot of money and go to Walmart." Anyway, all right, so what are we...
We are moving on to segment four here, Sully, which is the top 15 in the FCS.
Correct.
Which is...
And we'll start on the bottom.
Yep.
That's Chad. He wants to work it towards a big
right. So we've got the FCS, which is the football...
Championship subdivision.
Series. Subdivision.
Yes.
Gotcha. So we have 15 teams in there, and we're starting at the bottom. We got some shockers in here. Teams that are 6-0, you know, 5-0 that you wouldn't normally see there. And at that game, we have Mercer.
Yeah, you know, and so the bottom three, because we're going to have to roll on
yes.
this one. The bottom three, Mercer, Jackson State, and Monmouth are teams that are really off to good starts this year. The interesting thing about Mercer, they're in the SoCon. And, Joe, that was the Southern Conference called the SoCon, was the best FCS conference. But then Appalachian State and Georgia State and Georgia Southern. And then Elon left, which is a good team in North Carolina, and went to the Colonial. And there I go again. It's now the Coastal Athletic Association.
Names are changing so much now. I mean, you almost have to have a degree to keep up. And then moving into the second three, or you still want to make a couple comments?
Yeah, there. I just wanted to say that Jackson State, that's where Coach Saunders was. And, Joe, 3 years ago, when he was still there, they were averaging 42,000 a game.
Attendance.
Yes, the next closest would have been like Montana or Montana State, and they were like at 22.
Yeah.
So wherever Deion goes, He puts people in seats.
Yes.
And he's doing that at Colorado.
Yep.
But again, they're a HBCU, historically black college or university, and a very good program in the SWAC.
Right. So our next three here, we've got Illinois State, Western Georgia, and Montana State. Montana State kind of laid an egg. Oh, I missed one there, didn't I? Southern Illinois.
Yeah, that's okay. The Salukis.
Yes.
You know, when I was in in high school back in Illinois, the Salukis in baseball in the late 60s, they were as good as Arizona State, Arizona, Cal Fullerton, any of those teams that are pretty much fixtures at the college baseball World Series. They were as good. And basketball as well. Their best player over the years is a guy both of you guys know, and that was Walt Frazier.
Yeah.
Great guard for the Knicks. But anyway, the Salukis also are very good in football, good athletically, as is down the road about 90 miles is Illinois State.
Yep.
You know, that's in Normal, Illinois, and you know Carbondale.
Yep.
Is where Southern is. And then West Georgia's a newcomer, and I'll tell you, they are playing at a high level quickly. And I think it's because of the level of talent that plays in Georgia high school.
Yeah.
High school football.
Right.
And then Montana State, Joe, before we move on, they are they may be the best team in the FCS. They lost the final game a year ago in the championship to North Dakota State, 35-32. Then they opened against Oregon for this season.
Yeah.
And Oregon almost got beat last year by Idaho State. And then they had to play South Dakota State, which was a runner, was in the Final Four, and got beat in overtime, by them. So while they have two losses, they're very good.
Yeah, that Montana State team last year was really good. I expected them to. I mean, it was a close game. They had their opportunities.
Oh, they did. Yeah. They absolutely.
You know, and one of my buddies that I'm going to the game with tonight played for Montana State. He was a running back and a defensive
at Montana
back.
State or yeah. Montana?
Montana State.
Okay.
Yep. So the next three after that are Lehigh, Tennessee Tech, Harvard University. Harvard up against Cornell. Tennessee Tech up against Christian Southern. And Lehigh up against Columbia. What do you got for those, Sully?
You know, Lehigh's out of the Patriot, and they're really having a good year. They beat Yale last week in a game. People here wouldn't know it, but the Patriot League and the Ivy League, you know, really outstanding academic institutions, have great rivalry. And the Ivy League, they don't start to the fourth week. You know, college football's running for 3 weeks before they join. And the other thing I'd mention about them is this is the first year in 50 that they're going to be playing in the FCS championship at the end of the year. They didn't because it conflicted with exams. And
John, they got to get their priorities.
I'm pretty sure that you and I would not. Johnny might be able to pass some of those quizzes.
They need to do the academic schedule based on the athletic schedule, not the other way around.
Yeah, they've
just kidding for all you craniacs out there. So
yeah, for college football, yeah.
Right? All righty. What else you see in that group there, Sully?
Tennessee Tech is really having a very good year this year, and that's a hybrid conference. It used to be they were in the Ohio Valley, but it got, they started losing teams, and so they merged with the Big South. And so now it is the Big South Ohio Valley Conference, and Tennessee Tech looks to be the best team in that league. They just hammered somebody a week ago, so they're looking really, really strong.
Hey, and one of the shockers I was talking about here, we'll go through 4-1 here, spend a little more time on the top two or three, but Presbyterian at Butler, 6-0.
Yeah, you know, it's morally challenging for an Irish Catholic to talk good about Presbyterian, but nonetheless.
There's so many differences.
Oh, yeah. You know, the first thing about them is they are in a non-scholarship. So you quietly cheer for that. You know, they have to go get kids, and they work deals with economics.
They have no scholarships. They give out none.
The Pioneer is the only conference in the FCS that offers no athletic scholarships. Now, they have other ways, you know, whether it's academic.
Well, I'm putting the pads back on then. Yeah, I'm going to walk on.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, they this year have beaten Furman, and they have also beaten Mercer. Now, those teams are out of the SoCon. 5-6 years ago, the SoCon was the best conference in the FCS. But like we mentioned, they lost some teams. So when I saw that they had beaten Mercer, I got to tell you, I thought it was a misprint. I thought, no, they didn't. But they haven't, and they're 6-0 now. Yep. So I got to tell you, I am absolutely cheering for them and hope they can keep it going.
Right. And in there, we've got Tarleton State going up against Utah Tech. South Dakota State at number 2 going up against Northern Iowa. That should be a good game. And then the number 1 ranking in the FCS is North Dakota State going up against Southern Illinois. A little more time on those last two teams.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing about this is Tarleton is from Texas. And, you know, they have come out of nowhere. And I'll tell you, they beat Army earlier this year. They defended them. You know, which is difficult for anybody to do because of the triple option and how skilled those kids are in reading things. And then, you know, you talk about discipline. You can start with the service academies.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't, you know, if you talk about penalties in football as being undisciplined or aggression, coaches will live with the aggressive penalty, but they really do not want those undisciplined penalties. They just don't make them.
Well, and the thing is, and you know, being a military guy, you learn this. And, you know, I kind of translated it when I coach football. It's like, when you talk about discipline and you're like, you're running your sprints at the end of the day. You know, when you say the toe to the line, I can't tell you how many times I've seen toes over the line, four inches behind the line. You know, in the military, it's your toes at the line. And what they say is in those finite areas of discipline, that's what carries forward to bigger discipline. And I don't know if sometimes a lot of it gets translated, you know, where they're not being disciplined or they're not where they're supposed to be because they're lax on the little stuff. Well, the little stuff leads to big stuff.
You know, and you figure the way they play, they don't want to be behind the chains.
Nope.
You know, they don't want to be first and 15. They want to, you know, that 3 to 5 yards, first down or third down, it's third and very short. So on the fact that Tarleton lined up and defended that, and then I think they won the game by a point. It was like 30-29. So they were still having to make plays at the end of the game, and they did.
Yep.
So watch out for them. They may be able to challenge the two teams we're going to talk about next.
Okay, we're going to do a quick little clip here with North Dakota State up against Southern, and then we got John Rosemurgy coming in from Sun Printing. North Dakota State beat Illinois State, Southern Illinois coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think when you're talking these two schools, South Dakota State, North Dakota State, you are you're talking the two premier programs in the FCS, and you're also talking with the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and you have to say football conference because the Missouri Valley Conference sued them. It's, you know, it's a basketball league and a great one. And then when they formed this football, they kind of set up offices in different places. And so the Missouri Valley said, well, wait a minute, you are not the Missouri Valley. So then the way they mitigated it was they decided they were the Missouri Valley Football. But that arguably is the best league because South Dakota's good. North Dakota's good.
Montana.
That's in the Big Sky.
You're right.
But, you know, Illinois State or Southern Illinois or a team we're all familiar with, Youngstown State, Northern Iowa, those teams are all good, and that is the Premier League in the FCS.
Well, that wraps up our segment there. We're going to go to commercial break here. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. The great Dalai Lama sits across from me, Sully. Coming up at the term of the hour, here is John Rosemurgy with our sponsor, Sun Printing.
Buck Welsh has been working in the golf business since 1976, became a PGA member in 1984, and has been teaching for over 40 years. His philosophy has always been to work with the individual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
iClinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. iClinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty and surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at iClinic of Wisconsin see you. iClinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Abtigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. iClinic of Wisconsin, one vision. Vision yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clover Belt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clover Belt the leader in vehicle loans. Car.